Okay, let's start. Me'ilah Daf Zayin. Me'ilah Daf Zayin, and we are up to the last daf here in the first parak of Me'ilah. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Refuah Shleima Sara Bas Rachel, who is undergoing surgery and rehab. Sara Bas Rachel, Refuah Shleima. Okay, so we are on Vav Amavez. We discussed the Mishnah yesterday, as we have here a little bit at the end of the first parak, some rules and regulations, general rules and regulations of Inyanim of Kachim, as we will have, as we had in this past Mishnah, and then we're going to have some more rules later on today when we get to the last Mishnah in the parak. But the Mishnah said yesterday, relating to the issue of Me'ilah, if there is a psul in the karban during the Avoda, let's say it goes out, psul yotze, so does the Zrika have the normal effect that it usually has? That's a machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer says it does not have an effect. A zrika is not moel liyotze, and therefore anything that was subject to me'ilah is still subject to me'ilah, and something that was not subject to certain isurim or not subject to certain isurim. Rabbi Akiva says no, there is no me'ilah if you do zrika by kachi kachim, because me'ilah is moel liyotze, and that is the machlokas both by kachi kachim and by kachi kalim. Again, kachi kachim, having the status of me'ilah in certain areas, the emurim of kachi kalim, which usually gains the isra of me'ilah by zrika, and the Blazer says it would not in this case, and the Gemara went through why we needed by both kachi kachim and kachi kalim the same achlokas, the chiddush for one or the chiddush for the other. Okay, so says the Gemara now, itmar, fourth to last line, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to have a couple of limitations on the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva says that a zrikas mol liyotze, that even if the carbon went out, the zrika that I do will have an effect ke'ilu it didn't went out. As we mentioned yesterday, maybe it has to do with the fact that yotze is not a psul like other psulim, well, within the item itself. It's not like tumah and pigol and others, but maybe it's different. It's related to the fact like hotza malacha grua, like that's a mushal in malacha Shabbos. But here, Rabbi Yochanan has a limit. Idmar amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ki amar Rabbi Akiva, zrika moelas liyotze. When do we say that according to Rabbi Akiva, this zrika has the desired effect, and it's moelas liyotze in either direction? In other direction, either bringing me'ilah or removing me'ilah, depending on what it usually does, that's only sheyatza miksaso. That's only if only part of the limb went out. Then we say that since part of it did not go out, and the zrika is effective on the part that did not go out, so it's also effective on the part that went out. That is how the Mefarish understands the line of Rabbi Yochanan, second to last line, to migu de mahanya zrika la miksas shebifnim, mahanya nami lahu miksas sheyatza. It's kind of like a migu, and you look at the whole limb, and once part of the limb is it works for, so to the whole limb. Avo yotze kul lo'am Rabbi Akiva. But if it all went out, Rabbi Akiva did not say his shita, and it's not here. If the limb is totally out, then the zrika does not have an effect. Tosfos adds that this is based on the source. What's this? What's Rabbi Akiva's mashal that he gives in the Mishnah? He gives the mashal of mafrish chataso ve'avda vifish acheres tachteha. If you have two animals in front of you, so the zrika for one will remove the me'ilah for the other. So you see, it has to do with what's there. Since it worked for A, it also worked for B. So too, that's the svara by a limb. Since it works for part of the limb, it'll work for the other part of the limb also. That is, again, Tosfos's hosafa to help us understand. It's like Beis Chatos. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has a big limitation on Rabbi Akiva. You read the Mishnah, it doesn't sound that way. You read the Mishnah, it sounds like if it's Yotze, so then that's it. It works for Yotze. Rabbi Akiva now, according to this understanding, is that no. It's not a chiddush in Yotze. It's a chiddush in how you look at limbs. Right? Really, it worked for what was Bifnim. Just like the rule that Zrika only works for what's Bifnim. It's just that limbs are nigger after each other. And therefore, once it is works for the part that's still inside, it works for the part that is outside. Amalei Rav Asi l'Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan. He says, I don't agree. Why? Kfar limduni chaveirai shebagola. My friends in the Gola already have taught me that these types, certain avodos could work even if the item is not there, let alone if it is outside. Where do we have this? The following, Mechashvin, al ha'avud va'al ha'saruf. What does that mean? If I think pigle on certain parts of the animal that are no longer extinct, certain parts of the animal that are no longer there, so it works for What do you mean? The other part is not there for the parts that are still there. For example, what is the look at the mafarish on top? Shemnisrefu ha'imurim. The emurim were burned. V'chishev bezrika amanas la'tirin chuslasmanam. I think I'm going to burn the emurim chuslasmano, but the emurim already burned. They're not there anymore. Still, it's pigul. L'inyan what? So the mafarish quotes two nafkaminas. If the basar is still there. So if I think pigul about the emurim, even though they're not there yet, that'll affect the basar. Or if they're found, they're lost, and then they're found, then you would be chayev koris on that. Pigul is effective, the machshava of pigul is effective, even if the item is not there. So that's machashal avod v'asarif. So isn't that an even bigger chiddush than Rabbi Akiva? V'ha avod v'asarif lo isnin ba'olam. They're not even there, v'afilu achikton v'chashvin. So they're not even there. And we still say it has an effect. So sure, what's the problem with saying that according to Rabbi Akiva, if they're outside, where they are existing, but they're just outside, we say even mechashan al avid v'alasaruf. So the Gemara is going to get into how do we answer that. Just one before we do that, the Mefarshim wonder here, isn't this if it's avud totally or saruf, isn't that like a davar shlo ba'al olam? How does one have an effect? Ask the Karen Ora. Eich be'emes ditan lachshov al davar she'ena ba'olam. Eich ma'achal ha'machshava kazu. There's something called the davar shelo bala olam. We usually think that means that it will be bala olam. That's how usually it means in the in Shas. You have a tree which didn't grow fruit yet, or a baby that hasn't been born yet, or a guy who hasn't converted to Judaism yet. All of those are different contexts of davar shelo bala olam. But this is just something that is lo ba olam. Right, so it shouldn't have the same problem. It's lo bala olam. So why should a machshava work? So different suggestions given in the Achronim. The Evan Ha'azal writes maybe avud is okay because it is ba'olam, you just don't know where it is. That wouldn't be as much of a problem as saraf. So maybe saraf, he says, maybe it has to be that it's saraf, but it's not totally saraf. It's saraf. It's eno saraf kol kach aval adayin efshar la'ochlo idei adchak achin emechuyev la'ochlo. It's charred. So you're not going to have it's going to be subject to the normal rules of something that's not sarif. So again, Rav Isser Zalman gives a kimtis that it's not really avud and it's not really sarif. The Chazon Ish in one place writes, Mikan yesh lomod she yisod iser pigol hu ritzono l'shanos b'mishpatei akdusha. V'lachein afim machshavatso eino omedes l'skayim veda machshava v'davar hakayim. Because it's Nevar Nisraf, since you didn't think about doing the Avoda properly, so then it could become Pigol. Meaning it's a rule breaker. It could be the Machshav is Pigol, it could be a rule breaker. Right? Two different approaches amongst the Achronim. Do we try to fit this into the regular rules, and that it is Bala Olam. It is somehow in the world. What do we say? That maybe Pigol has a wider range, and even if you can't be Makne, or other types of transactions on a lo bala olam, mechayev on a davar shelo bala olam, so then, but maybe one can have a machshava on a lo bala olam. So that could, two approaches and understanding. And maybe that gets to the root of the problem of davar shelo bala olam, right? We know the Achronim discuss, why can't one be machne or mechayev or something on a davar shelo bala olam? Is it a formal problem of kinyanim can only be chal on actual items that are here? And if something is lo bala olam, but the fruit doesn't exist yet, how could you have a kinyan on it? The kinyan needs something tangible. Is that the problem? Or it has nothing to do with the chefza, it just has to do with gemiras das. That's to do with, I don't take it seriously. I'm not so serious if it's not here. Maybe I don't need something that's tangible. But I don't take it seriously. Remember that Rambam in Hilchos Ishus? Somebody who tries to marry a girl who is in utero. Right, so does that work? So the Rambam says, if hukar ubra, if it's already after 3 months, then it's possible. You know, you can't get married to by Kiddushik Tana works, that even Kiddushay Ubar work, but you should do another Kiddushin after she's born to make it a Kiddushin She'ein Bo Dofi. Big discussion. What does that mean? Is that Daraisa? Is that the Rabbanan? But maybe it can work theoretically. You don't need something tangible, but it's just an issue of Gemiras Das. Right? That's the question. So maybe that would be enough. Gemina could apply. Does that apply to outside of Hakdashas? What about Machshavas? Can Machshavas be Chal on something that's not tangible? See, if you need something tangible in order for halachas to be chal on, so maybe here too. But if it's an issue of gemiras das, maybe this is dafka, you're thinking that. Maybe. We might say the opposite. But either way, this is the discussion. Remember, an afkamina is is mentioned in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and others in Parshas Toldos by the selling of the Bechora. So the Achronim ask, isn't that a Davar Shelo Bala Olam? How could Yaakov buy it? So some suggest maybe that's why there was a Shvua done. There was a Shvua done by Esav. Michra Chaim is Bechora Sliva, Yishavalo. So maybe a Shvua could get out of the problem of Gemira's Das. If you swear, that shows you're serious. Right, even though it wouldn't solve the problem of having something to be challah. That's a tshuva of the Rivash in Shin Chav Ches. He taught the Rivash discusses this in the context of in Parshas Toldos. Rivash Weiss also the Michas Asher and Siman Lamed quotes the Achronim. And again, this is the Nafkamina, and there are Gemaras that talk about this too. Again, this is the Lo Bala Olam that's discussed here on Machashvin Al Avid Vala Sarf. It's just that this is not a regular case of Lo Bala Olam, because Lo Bala Olam is usually it will happen. Here it's just lost or it's burned. And you don't think anything is going to happen in the future. Once we're on the topic of Sarif, I saw an interesting question that is dealt with by the Chashuki Chemed here on the Daf. He quotes that there is a minog, you know, in Eretz Yisrael here, there are some weddings that one goes to and one sees this, that we know the Gemara says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, that one is supposed to put ashes on top of the head of the chassan in the Makom HaTfilin. Makom HaTfilin, Zecher L'Chorban. As the Gemara says on the last Amud of Cheskas Abatim, Daf Samach, in Baba Basra, Zecher L'Mikdash, we do different things, Zecher L'Mikdash, one of them is putting ashes on the head of the chassan. And he says, people asked him, and it comes up by weddings, Bizman Hazeh, that people take ashes or get ashes from the Chafiros of Harabayas, of, you know, the archaeological digs, they get ashes, and the mamish are able to use the ashes from Bayis Rishon, from Bayis Sheni, to put on the head of the chassan, the Makom HaTfilin. So is that appropriate? Taking ashes out of the makom of Harabayas, is there kedusha? You know, what's the halacha? So he quotes the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chav Dalet, which if you remember talks about who is Makadish the Beis HaMikdash, David, Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, but David was Makadish the Ritzpah. So Gemara says when David was Makadish the Ritzpah, was only Makadish the upper layer, or Adat HaHom Kadish? Was he Makadish Adat HaHom? The Gemara says Adat HaHom, he was Makadish all the way down. But that's only the Gabi the Azara. That's not Begabe Harabayas, right? Stoma, the Harabayas, you know, all the way deep down, Lechora, does not have Kedusha. It does have Kedusha, that Zavim and Zavos and Nidos, and I can't go there, but that's only regarding Kedusha's Makom, he says. Sheish Bahashras Ashchina, Avolobim Ashino Gielu Kedusha's Aguf Shalamakom. That there should be an Isser Hana'a. Ulafiza Neri, he says, Meikra did, it seems to him that it should be Mutter. Not only is it Mutter, which the next line is very mistaver. The whole point is to remember the Beis HaMikdash. Ein lecha davar gadol mizeh. To remember the Beis HaMikdash, to use ashes that are not asur b'ana. He says at the end, l'maisi, he's not sure if he's so comfortable with it, because the Rambam says anything kasher to me'ila, you know, maybe is, we should be machmir. You say, yish shlech devar aveir, you have other chumers by me'ila. But I've seen Rabbanim and others hold like his havamina. Hold like the psak, that if there's no isur b'ana, and the whole point is zeichel l'mikdash, this brings out Zecher L'Mikdash more than anything else. You know, reminds us and allows us. Remember, the Achronim point out that there are two types of Zecher L'Mikdash. Right? We have Zecher L'Mikdash, this type of Zecher L'Mikdash, discussed in Baal Basra Daf Samech. We also have the other type of Zecher L'Mikdash, discussed in Sukkah and Rosh Hashanah, and that is we shake a lulav for 7 days on Sukkahs. Zecher L'Mikdash. Right? We have other halachas that are Zecher L'Mikdash, because there's Zecher L'Churban HaMikdash and the Zecher L'Binyan HaMikdash. Right, sometimes we do things that they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember what they used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. It says Zecher L'Binyan. We shake a lulav not to be sad. Well, we do that on Yontif. It's part of Simchas HaChag. But the other type of Zecher L'Mikdash of the ashes and of leaving a space in her house and the other types of Zecher L'Mikdash in Meshkechei, and it's based on two different psukim, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. In Baba Basra, it's a Meshkechei Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. In Sukkah, or Rosh Hashanah, it's Tzion Hi Doresh Ein Lo. Right, two different Mechlal Debay Drisha, two different Psukim, two different types of Zecher L'Mikdash. And the Briska Rav also talks about this, but that's related to the Saruf and the Efer Harabayas that one sees is used in various weddings, Bizman Hazeh. So again, back to the question in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan limited Rabbi Akiva and said that the Zrik is only mole if the limb only half went out. But if it totally went out, then for sure it's no good. But what do you mean? Ask Rav Asi, even if it's not existent, it works. You can see a machshava could work on it. So too we're assuming a Zrika also. So you see a machshava could even work even if it's not existent. So the Gemara says, "Be'akum yamar Ravasi hachi." Did Ravasi really say this, that even if something is totally burned or non-existent or saruf or avud, it's going to work? V'abay minei Ravasi mei Rav Yochanan. But didn't Ravasi yes Rav Yochanan on the following question? Chishev l'nishpachin l'machar mahu. What happens if chishev l'nishpachin, he thinks about something that is poured out already? What does that mean? Tosva says, don't think A, don't think B, the pshat is C. So let's see what does Tosva say. Tosva goes three pshat then, but he says only the third one is correct. Tosva says on the top, Tosva, Ein lefarish, don't think the question here is, shechishev b'shoah sheshofech shirayim, liyasod. He had a machshava while he was pouring the shvicha shirayim, right, the remainder of the dam. As he's pouring the remainder of the dam, he thinks that he's going to eat the zevach lemachar. Right, he has a pigel thought during shvicha shirayim. Don't think that that's the pshat here, because that's for sure not pigel. Because after all, we know from elsewhere, Shvicha Shirayim is not even Ma'akev. It's not Ma'akev. So if you have a thought during Shvicha Shirayim, it's not going to be a problem. So that's not the pshat of the Gemara. And also, says Tosfos, V'gam lo kabayi b'mechashe b'zrika amanas l'shvach shirayim l'machar. If I think during Zrika amanas l'shvach shirayim, that also doesn't work. It has to be, I think, during one of the earlier avodos, that I'm going to be Zorek, I'm going to be Ochel, Maktir. Those are the ones. But during Zrika, to think Shvicha Shirayim, that also doesn't work. That's not what it's talking about in Chishev L'Nishpachin. So what's going on here? What does Nishpachin here mean? Nothing to do with Shvicha Shirayim, says Tosfos. Elanira Lari, fifth skinny line. Dikaboy, what's the case? B'mechashev b'sha'as holacha, you see the girsa, amanaz lizrok adam she'nishpach ben aklila machar. Some of the dam spilled on the floor. So what if I think during the halacha that I'm going to pick up the dam that fell on the floor and be zorek it, I'm going to do that zrika b'chos l'zmana. So it's kind of like avud, nishpach, avud, it's like on the floor. So I think during the halacha, during an earlier avoda, that I'm going to do the zrika of what already spilled out tomorrow. L'machar chutz l'zmana. So does that work? Tosfos adds at the end, because after all, what's the suffix about? Continue Tosfos. Tosfos says the following. Titzna bizvachim, because we learned in the Mishnah in Zvachim that if it fell directly on the floor and then you picked it up, it's pasul. If you caught it in the kli, if you did kabbalas adam, then it spilled out, then you could regather it up. So Tosva says, "Mi amrinan hachazi dim yirtze yasven of Yizrkenu." If you'd want to pick it up, it fell from the cup. It fell from the mizrak. It didn't fall from the neck. So since it fell from the cup, you could pick it up again. So because you can, it is royal Azrika. And therefore, you should say a machshava would work if I think about doing the zrika of this chutz l'zmano. O Dilmor, Tosva says, hoil ve'ein mitzvah la'osvo havi leholich li'ibud. There's no obligation to pick it up as long as you have enough blood still left in the cup. This line is a big discussion also. I saw in the Biri Adaf about mitzvah la'osvo. So then maybe you should say, it's not effective because this dam is like ovud. So if Asi answered B'Yochanan that question, if you think about blood that already spilled on the floor, lamachar. So, does that work? Mahu, an amalei, Reb Zeirik Farshanita Lanu. And he answered that Reb Zeirik already taught us, alal. Alal is a part of the animal, a sinew in the neck that is not really edible. Alal, alma, hai alal, kiva delesbe mashasha. Alal doesn't have the status of an edible food. And therefore, since it doesn't have mashasha, it's not a significant part of the animal. There's a question about the girsos here. We're going to go with the girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes. Lo, you see where it go and Tosfos. Tosfos also. Tosfos says in Tosfos Amar Lei, Kima Delesa Mashasha Lo Mahanya Ba Machshava. Kind of flows smoother. Since you see, because alal isn't really edible, therefore if you have a machshava about it, the machshava does not take effect on it. So we'll go with that girsa first. Right, Tosfos continues, she'eino chashuv. It's not chashuv. So hani nishpachanami. So too, this blood that spilled out on the floor, kivan de le'ibud azli, since it is holech le'ibud, because you don't have to pick it up, lo mahanya buhu machshava. So machshava wouldn't help on it. So you see that Rav Asi already said that he said, I ala avid v'ala saruf. What do you mean? You see, even if it's avud, the machshava does not have an effect. So how can he say earlier, how can he ask the question on Rav Yochanan, machashin ala avid v'ala saruf, if he himself says, if it's nishpach, you don't have to worry about it. So the Gemara says, ala avid v'ala saruf kasha. So it's a kasha within Rav Asi. Rav Asi asked the kasha on Rav Yochanan that machshava should work on Avad and Sarif. But here we have the answer that was given to him that by Alal, it's kilu, it's not there. And therefore, so too, by the blood that spilled out, it's not there. So what you have to say is machashvin on Avad and Sarif doesn't really mean it is actually Avad and Sarif, but Amar Rava Eima al ha'omed li'ibud v'ala omed li'sarif. That statement about machshava meant if it was about to be lost or burned. What does that mean, about to be lost or burned? So Tosfos again says, Tosfos says in the fourth white line, you threw a piece of meat or imurim to a dog or to a fire. It's about to be burned, it's about to be lost. Those are the cases, but it's not actually. Not actually. And therefore, that's why the machshava works. At this stage, we have now rehabilitated, so to speak, the problem that we have with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that it's only works if it's still inside and not outside. But again, Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Rabbi Yochanan limited Rabbi Akiva, but now we see, even if it's about to be lost, so why should Rabbi Akiva be limited? There's no answer given in the Gemara for Rabbi Yochanan regarding that issue. There is the other girsa here that is quoted about Alal. Not the one that we just read that works out smoother because we're talking about machshavos. Since it's holich li'ibud, therefore, machshav is not effective. The girsa that we have is since it's holich li'ibud, it is not makabal tuma. Lo kibel tuma. It's not called food l'kabal tuma, which is another ramification for it being significantly considered food. But that's lo kibel tuma. It's not subject to tumas ochlin. As we know, the Rambam has a whole area in Sefer Torah in tumas ochlin, and all the halachas that the Rambam takes from Maseches Machshirin and other areas are discussed there. But again, we mentioned in the past the machlokes in the Rishonim about the halacha of hechsher l'kabel tuma. Here it's saying that it's not subject, even if it's mukshar, it's not called food. But we mentioned in the past the machlokas Rishonim about Hechshel Kabal Tuma. Some Rishonim, the Ramban seems to say, what's Hechshel Kabal Tuma about? Because food has to become wet with one of the seven liquids. Yad Shach Adam mentioned at the end, the last parak of Machshirin had the list of the liquids. The seven liquids, Rashi Tevas Yad Shach Adam. So it has to become wet in order to kind of open up the spiritual pores of the item in order to let the tumah in. That's what the Ramban says in Parsha Shmini. Again, it becomes clearer from the Ramban when we see the contrast. The Ramban says, "V'tama hechsher ba'avur ki lichluch hasheretz v'hametamim yidvak b'ma'acholim balachus v'lo kein b'yaveshim." The spiritual dirt will stick to the foods after they have become moist. Okay, that's the Ramban. But if you look in Rashi, and if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch even clearer, they say it's even more fundamental. It's not just that you need it to become wet in order to allow the tumah in. It's just that before it becomes wet, it is not called a food yet. It doesn't have a shem ochel until it becomes wet. That's something more fundamental. Not just, it's a food, but you can't let the tumah in. It's not a food yet, right? Only food, what can become tameh? A food, a kli, a person. Right, what else can become tummy? Those three items. So, says the Sefer Chinuch, until you get it wet, it's not a food. And he gives the mashal, he says, often, we don't eat something until we wash it off. Take a fruit out of the refrigerator, you have to wash it. So maybe, until you wash it, it's not really cold food in people's eyes. Derech b'nei adam b'miksas peiros v'yirakos lahadichan, me afran, kerem sheyochlu osam, haya inyan lomar al kulan, derech klal shalo yunik run ochel, ashi yichshu b'mayim. Because you have that by some, that's the lumdus, that's the conceptual point of Tumas Ochlin. Machshirin is only on food, and it doesn't, until it becomes wet, it's not food. This might be even alluded to, thought about this recently, in a Tosfos in Baba Basra. Beginning of Baba Basra, Tosfos discusses Hezek She'eino Nikar. What is called Hezek Nikar, and what is called Hezek She'eino Nikar? Big topic in Maseches Gittin mostly, and elsewhere, but Tosfos there talks about a difference. Tosfos makes a distinction between if I see a sheretz on a food item, a dead sheretz on a food item, that's called hezek she'eino nikar, because I don't know if the food had become wet yet. It's not wet anymore. It doesn't have to still be wet. So if I'm missing the information, whether this was hukshel kabel tuma, I don't know if this is tuma yet. That's called hezek she'eino nikar. Unlike, Tosfos contrasts that with kilai hakerem. If I see vines and grain that were mixed with each other, even though I don't know if the balabayas was nichale with that, and it's only kilayakarim if the balabayas is nichale, that's called hezek nikar. That's called Hezek Nikar, even if I don't know that detail. So Tosfos is discussing what's the difference. He doesn't really explain it. He just says that the case of the Sheretz is Hezek Shino Nikar. Who knows if it was Hukshal Kabal Toma? So it's interesting. That's more of a lack, right? It's called Hezek Shino Nikar if I don't know. So maybe, again, it's not Mukhrach, but maybe that works nicely with the Rashi and the Ramban, that it's Rashi and the Chinuch, that you're missing something so fundamental, you don't even know if it's a food. So that's Hezek Sheino Nikar, right? Maybe according to the Ramban, he wouldn't say that. It's just a question of, again, well, it's not Mukhrach, but it could be that the idea of calling this Hezek Sheino Nikar works nicely with the Rashi and the Chinuch, that it's not even a food yet. Just one Agada on the Machshir, and I think we mentioned this and others pointed out, Yad Shach Adam, the seven liquids of Yayin Dvash, Shemen, Chalav, Tal, Mayim, and Dam. So those seven are all connected to the seven holidays of the year. Some of the Balei Machshava work out. Each of those, oil is Hanukkah, and honey is Rosh Hashanah, and gotta work out all of them. Chalav is Shavuos, and Dam is Pesach, and Yayin is Purim. Right? They all work out to one of them. I think you have to work out Tal and Yom Kippur, if I remember. I think those are the ones that are left over. You got to work out the Tal, the dew of Kapara comes down. I think that's the only one that has to be pushed in. But the other ones are pretty straightforward. Okay, so let's continue. So Amar Rav Papa says the Gemara. So another limit on Rabbi Akiva. So far today we've discussed so far one limit. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Akiva only applies. Rabbi Akiva, who says that a zrika is moel liyotze, only applies if it is still partially still inside. If it's not still inside, so then even Rabbi Akiva would say zrika does not have an effect. So Rabbi Papa has another limitation. Amar Papa lo Rabbi Akiva, zrika moel liyotze elisha yotza basar. Only if the basar went out. The meat went out, so that's when zrika could still be effective on it. Aval, but, yotza dam. But if the dam went out itself, and then you bring the dam back in, you want to do the zrika, and zrika melas liyotze. If there's a problem with the dam, that's the item that you're using for the mechanism of the zrika, so then that's not going to work. Even Rabbi Kiva would say that's no good. Aval yotza dam, and zrika melas liyotze. Tani na mihachi, shachat b'shtika v'yotza dam. Abraisa says that if I shecht it properly, and then the dam went out, aval mishachaz v'zarka, lo asa v'lo klum. It's not effective. Because you kachim mo'al and bo, there is still me'ila, because you kachim ain't mo'al and bo. Right? Because the dam went out, so that is more of a problem in the chefsa, and therefore, Rabbi Kiva would not say his shita. Good. Amar Rabbi Kiva l'maze domeh. So now the Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Eliezer, this is like you have two karbanos in front of you, and the zrika of one is matir, the meat of the other one, and it's matir, the meat of itself too. And Amar Rebbe Lazar. So now Rebbe Lazar gives another limitation on Rabbi Akiva. Lo Amar Rabbi Akiva, this is number three limitation. On one does Rabbi Akiva say that the zrika is moel. Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva is limiting the mashal of Rabbi Akiva. Or we're talking about the two animals, but it's still a limit of Rabbi Akiva. Ki Amar Rabbi Akiva babas achas. When do we say, Rabbi Akiva says, the zrika of one takes care of the me'ila for the other one? That's only if you do it babas achas at once. But if you do one after another, Rabbi Akiva does not say yeshita there. It's not mitzuref. What does it mean, bebas achas, and not bezeach arzeh? So if you look in the Mefarish, he says, bas achas means if you have two kohanim shechting at the same time. That's when you could say that if you shechted at the same time, then you do zrika of one, and then it works for the other one because you shechted at the same time. That's pretty unusual. Shechtem shnei kohanim ka'achas tekecha gufa dami. Tzolokan mashchit eshlachas l'shacha verta. Could you do it at the mamish the exact same time? Right? Efshar l'tzamtzeim? You give mitzamtzeim and do it at the exact same time? Or is it good enough to do your best according to the Mefarish? Lo din natar l'malach ha'asharis. But that's what he says. Two people doing it at the exact same time. Tosva says, you don't have to say it's talking about the exact same time, like, I guess Tosos would rather not have the two people. Tosos says, if you use a really long knife and shech two animals at the exact same moment, back and forth. Tosos says, you don't have to say that. That would be another possibility of mamish basachas. Tosos says, yesh lehistapek, irutz alomer besakin aruka, bimashma, Or, and this is what Tosfos seems to accept, pasachas doesn't mean mamish. Pasachas just means that I do the zrika of one after the other one is already shechted. If the second one wasn't shechted until after I did the zrika, then that zrika is not going to be effective for the other animal. That's what pasachas means. It means at the same time period, as long as you took the shechitas were both before the zrika. That's what Tosfos says. Both are omeili hizarek. I would be able to choose either of them to do the zrika. I choose one. Before you do any of the zrikas, that's what basachas and zeachar zeh would be. Again, the sugya of efshar and yefshar letzamsem is an important one, which we've discussed back in Maseches Bechoros. That's where it came up by the there might be a chilik between tzamsem bidei adam bidei shemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu having two animals that come out. Could two animals come out at the exact same time versus actions of people? And the minchas chinuch, that whenever this comes up, we just point out the minchas chinuch, which points out that when it comes to mitzvos, the efshar letzamsem doesn't only have to do with the exact same moment, but it has to do with measurements. When it comes to mitzvot, obviously, efshar letzamsem. If Hashem gives us a mitzvah to eat a kezayis matzah, then he assumes that we could eat a kezayis matzah, and we'll be able to figure out what a kezayis matzah is, or not to eat a kezayis of something not kosher. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. The Torah was not given to angels, and therefore, when it comes to mitzvahs and averos, obviously, efshar letzamsem. One can be mitzamtzeim and know exactly what's the context there. Remember the context of that minchas chinuch is the iser of creating the shemen hamishcha. Not allowed to create the shemen hamishcha, but it only works if you only violate if you do it with the exact measurements that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Yeshalitzamtzeim, you'll never violate. It's an impossible avera. The answer is no. This is the mitzvah. Lodin Torah Malchei Sharis for mitzvahs or averos. And therefore, we could violate, even if it's not going to be the exact legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's enough legabe man. That's what he writes in Mitzvah Kuf Tes, Mitzvah 109. The Minchas Chinuch says, HaTorah lotismok b'mitzvos al nisim, rak neiz zem rumas b'torah, dekuli kan lasalavo. Yes, the Shemin HaMishcha never becomes depleted. Ach be'emes, kivin delonin etorol malchei sharis imkein, kol makon shetzivsa tzor lasos b'midu b'mishkal, hakol lefi das ben adam, lefi sichlo imitzamtzim kasher, hein le'inyin mitzvah, ve'hein le'inyin chiyuv. That's what you have to say. You have to say this, delonin etorol malchei sharis. And he says at the end also, v'chein kol achilas mitzvah iser, da Torah agmerei, shehein b'kezayis o shi'urim achirim she'ish b'torah, ha'torah nitna ha'tzimtzum lefi daitenu, and therefore, b'deas das ha'adam talya milsa. And that is Dvarim Berurim. He writes, and that's again related to this Rashi here about two people doing it at the same time. This Mefarish. Okay, Viter. Tanya, Ama Rabbi Shimon. In the Tosefta now, Rabbi Shimon turns to Rabbi Kiva and says, "Shalachti l'kfar pani matzani zakin echad va'amarli." A zakin found me and said, "Omar Hari Rabbi Kiva, zrika ma'alas liyotze." A zakin asked me, "Does Rabbi Kiva really hold that zrika is more liyotze amarti lohein?" I said, "Yes, it's true." Shabati v'irtesi dvaram lefnei chavei reisha begalil. And when I went up north, amruli halo pasul hu hech maratz al pasul. They asked me, "What's the svar for Rabbi Kiva? You have it was nifsal biyotze. It went out already. Why should Zrika have any effect? It's already pasul." Uksha yatsasi v'yirtesi dron lefnei Rabbi Akiva. So fine, I didn't really have any way to defend him. So finally, I went to Rabbi Akiva. So the other ones asked me kasha. I said, "You know, it's true." But finally, when I went to Rabbi Akiva, Amar li bini, he said to me, "Iato Amerikain, what's the problem that you look at items as one unit?" Right, Hari Mafrish Chataso of the Virfish Acheres Tachteh Avachar Kachnim Seis Arishona. What he said in the Mishnah, Varishtein Omdos Moalin Bishtein. When they're both standing here, there's Mi'ilah potentially about both of them, because both of them are Ro'i to be the Karban. Shachtan, if I shechted one of them, Vahari Daman Munach Bekosos, and the Dam is Munach and the Kosos, sounds like Tosfos, the Pshat of Basachas. As long as the Dam is in the Kosos here, that would be good enough to call Basachas. Mo'alim Mishdayan, and there's still Mi'ilah by both of them, if I could theoretically do Zrika from either one. Nizrak Dam Shalachan Mehem, and once I do the Zrika of one of them, Iyat Amodeh, don't you admit, Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Shimon, Remember, one of the five Talmidim, Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Shimon bar Yochai is one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Shekashim shedama poters basara min me'ila, af yiftar basar chaverta min me'ila. Just like it poters its own basar from me'ila, so too, it's the other basar. So too, im hitzel basar chaverta min me'ila, ava bishu pasol. Even though the other basar now is called moser chatas. Right, it can't be used, even though that basar is nifsal, but it still removes it from Be'ila, so dinu shiatzal is basara, so surely it should save its own basar from Be'ila. So that's just an expansion of the version, the conversation we had in the Mishnah. This is the conversation in the Tosefta. Good. Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rav Oshia, Tshuva Genuva Yeshiva Rabbi Akiva Loso Talmud. When Rabbi Akiva told that Talmud, told Rabbi Shimon, it was a Tshuva Genuva. Literally a hidden tshuva. What does that mean? Somewhat of a misleading tshuva. If you look at Tosfos on the bottom of Amud Aleph, tshuva genuva, pirish, aluma umechuse, a hidden. Ki yesh la lahashiv aleha, velo ba lister hatshuva, sheyzer Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon. Reish Lakish is not saying that Rabbi Kiva was wrong. He was just saying that it was somewhat misleading. Right? He wasn't trying to knock out the taina. Devada yafe shiva. It was a correct claim. Ela halashon eno meyushiv yafe. But the lashon wasn't exact. And nakad bebasachas to give him the pasul hu hasheni. If ilu achi kam rabbi kiva this week as a kasher potrasu midei meila. As we'll see. Meaning if that wasn't an exact diuk that you could have made. What is that? Let's see it in the Gemara. Tosfos mentioned it, but let's now see it in the Gemara. Reish Lakish says, in the name of Rav Oshia, that this was somewhat of a misleading tshuva. Why? Bebas achas in bezeh achar zelo. Only if it's bebas achas, as we said before. Only if it's you have the blood there and it's roy to be zurich. Both of them would it work? Bezeh achar zeh, it wouldn't work. Why not? To keep it the puzzle, who mali bebas achas, mali bezeh achar zeh. Since it's not going to be kosher anyway, then even if it wouldn't be bezeh achar zeh, right? If it's considered guf echad, connected, then even if it's bezeh zeh, you should say that there is no me'ila. See the mafarish? Ki hechi dechashav telu ki guf echad b'sheshachtan bebas achas, so b'shachtan bezeh zeh nami, teheidama poter b'shel eschaverta. Right? So, you get the impression from Rabbi Kiva's answer to Rabbi Shimon is that it only works bebas achas. According to Rabbi Shimon's svara, according to Rabbi Kiva's svara, it should even work bezeh zeh. Reish Lakish argued, right? It should be even one guf. So Rabbi Reish Lakish said this. So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, "Viata yato Amerikain." Rabbi Yochanan says, "What do you mean? What you hold? It wasn't exact. It was misleading. But what about the following case? Ilu hifreshtei ashamosh laachrayas v'shached eshtayim. If a regular asham, remember we had this case in the past. If I was mafreshtei ashamosh laachrayas, I want to make sure that my carbon asham is taken care of. So I have two animals." I'm mafresh two animals lachrayas, just in case one is lost. V'shachad eshneihem, and I shef both of them. V'kadam v'hele emurin shalachem miyem kodim zrika, and I was maktir the emurin of one before the zrika of the other. You did zrika tzadam with one, and I took the emurin of the other one, and I was maktired on the mizbeach before I even did the zrika. Iyatamodesh emalu yerdu, don't you hold that those emurin have to come down from the mizbeach? You don't say Imala lo yardu. Those would have to come down. Even though if it was the emurin of that carbon they did the zrika from, it wouldn't come down. Why should it come down? Ha'amar ula, emuri kachim kalim shamon lefnei zrikas damim lo yardu. Natsak lach moshel mizbeach. If I did haktaras emurin before zrikas hadam, I'm not supposed to. But if I did it, we say Imala lo yardu. The mizbeach is kolaitit, but that's only from the carbon itself, not from a different carbon. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you see from here that if it's not basachas, so then it's like it's connected, but it's not the exact same thing as one guf. So therefore, there could be chilukim between basachas and bezeach arzeh. So Rabbi Yochanan argues on his brother-in-law and Talmud, Rabbi Reish Lakish. And Ishtik, Reish Lakish, had no answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katsatz tinun l'ragloi diyanuka. I have cut down the legs of the yanuka, the younger one. The younger one. I have cut down the legs of the younger one. Meaning that's how he's referring to Reish Lakish. So again, it's interesting that he refers to Reish Lakish in this way, which is a little harsh that he says that. Again, did this story happen? Do we have to see this in light of the Gemara Bava Metzia? Remember Bava Metzia, Gemara that we can't forget. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the first time they meet, remember Reish Lakish is in the river, and he's a bandit, and Rabbi Yochanan looks at him, and he sees his strength, he says, wow, your strength should go to Torah. And Reish Lakish looks at Rabbi Yochanan and says, wow, he's very handsome. Right, you're handsome if you should go to the women. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you think I'm handsome, you should see my sister. And if you become to Torah, I'll convince my sister to marry you. But Kachavi, that's what happens. But then, and then they had a whole life. But I guess there was always a little, you know, a discussion between them, right? Like here, but remember that Gemara where they were having a machlokas about a Mishnah in Kalim about a certain type of weapon. You know, is it when are certain weapons makabal tumah or not? When is their gemar malacha? And there's a machlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan, after Reish Lakish gives his opinion, Rabbi Yochanan says a line again. Chas v'shalom wasn't an insult, but he just said, I guess you're more expertise in these areas than I am. And Reish Lakish took that in a very deep way. And it got him depressed, and it got him physically ill until eventually he died, says the Gemara. And Rabbi Yochanan couldn't go on. Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind. The Gemara continues. Again, a fascinating Gemara there. That Cholash Daite of Reish Lakish, Cholash Daite of Rabbi Yochanan, that Reish Lakish got upset, and he tried to get him back. But again, you see this Gemara, you know, you see maybe Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, you know, and Rabbi Yochanan said things, maybe it was a cumulative idea. You know, not just, that this, our story obviously happened beforehand, because this was the end. Right? But, it was cumulative, maybe, so we could see Bamitzia with in light of this Gemara. But you remember the end of that Gemara, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's diuk on the end of that Gemara. Right? The Gemara says that after Reish Lakish died, the Rabbanan tried, Rabbi Yochanan was going crazy. He didn't have a chavrusa. So they sent him a chavrusa. They sent him Rav Lazar Bar Pedas, who was the sharpest one of the generation. And every time Rabbi Yochanan said something, he brought him 24 rayas, or he brought him many rayas that he was, right, that he's true. Tanyam Selech, he brings up Bryce at the support of everything Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yochanan says to him, you think I need you? Ad kebar lakisha. Are you like Reish Lakish? Bar lakisha ki avamina milsa. Whenever I said anything to Reish Lakish, he would ask me 24 kashas, and I would have to give him 24 answers. And through that discussion, the sugi would become clear. So you think, you say Tanyam Selech? If I say it, I know I'm right. I don't need you to support me. So he says, I understand. So you call this, and then the haunting cry. So he says, Azal Karmani, he tore his clothing, V'kabachi, Heichad Bar Lakisha, Heichad Bar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? And Havikat Savach, Hatashav Daiti Mineh, he lost his mind. Rachman al-San, he went crazy. Boy, Rachman Rabbanan, Rabbanan davened? Doesn't say that he davened that he should die. Just that he davened. Hashem should help out the situation. V'noach Nafshei, and he passed away. Rechayin Shmulevitz notes on this Gemara. He couldn't go on. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children, the Gemara says in Brachas. Dame Garma Daser Abir, he used to carry on the bone to be Menachem people. And that he could handle. But his Chavrusa, Reish Lakish, he couldn't handle. Couldn't handle. Because he couldn't. Obviously, he loved his family, and Rabbi thought he was in pain, and it was tragic. But when Torah is the one thing that kept him alive and kept him going, and when he lost that connection, so then he was not able to continue. That's what the Rechai Shulavitz talks about in Maimer Mem, in the end of Maimer Mem, in the Sichas Musar, where he writes, based on that Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, that the Y.A. Rebbe has to go to a near Miklat with the Talmud, the Rambam's Lashon, I think he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, that, not the exact Lashon, but, right, Chayim Bali Torah Kemisa Chashuvin, right, he quotes that's the language of the Gemara, on Talmud Shekola Maglan Rabbo Imo, I don't know if he quotes it here, but anyway, that's his diyak from this Gemara. Okay, says the Mishnah, Yesh Maisa Bidamim Bekachim Kachim Lahaka Lahachmir, or Bekachim Kalam Lukula Lahachmir. So one nafkamina is Ila, but the Mishnah generalizes it. When we do Zrikas Adam by Kachi Kachim, some things become more Mekel and some things become more Machmir. Ubakachim Kalim Kulo Lahachmir. By Kachi Kalim, Zrika only brings Chumras. There are no Kulas that are brought. Ketzad, so we explain. Kachi Kachim Lefei Zrikas Damim. Before Zrikas Adam by Kachi Kachim, Maalin Bei Murin Babasar. So there's Mila by everything, because it's off limits. La'acha, Zrika's damim, but after Zrika, then Mo'alin be'emurehem, there is still Me'ila by the Emurin, because it's supposed to be hooked around the Mizbeach, Ve'in Mo'alin be'basar, there's no Me'ila be'basar, why? Because now the Kohanim can eat it. As we had before, Heter Achila Shaninu. So now the Kohanim can eat it, therefore there is no more Me'ila. And so that is the Kula of Zrika. The Kula of Zrika by Kachi Kachim is that it knocks out Me'ila for the basar. But the Chumra is, V'alzeh Chai V'shapikon Osir V'tameh. Only after Zrikas Adam is the carbon subject to these other problems of Pigol Noser and Tameh. Nimsa, Mais Adam, Kachi Kachim, Lakol Lahachmir. So you see both examples in either direction. Uba Kachim Kalim, Kulo Lahachmir. By Kachi Kalim, though, Zrika only brings chumras. Ketzad, why? Kachim kalim lefei zrikas damim ein moalin. Kachi kalim before zrikas adam, there's no me'ila. Lo be'mirin v'lo be'basar. There's no me'ila by kachi kalim before zrika. La'achar zrikas damim moalin me'mur me'moalin be'basar. After zrika, there is me'ila by de'mur, and that's the chumra. There's no more about mila by basar. That's the same. But this is the chumra again. The zrika by kachim kalim is all lechumra. There is no kula that is existent there. Again, I saw in the Chashuk Yecheved here discusses, he comes up with a very unusual case, but it illustrates a point though. He says, right, we know that the zrika sadam sometimes cause problems, cause it to become mi'ila. What happens, right, sometimes we have the concept of chate bishvil sheyizke chaverecha, right, do something wrong to save my friend from a greater avera. So what happens if potentially I know my friend is going to be partaking of this basar, and if I do the zrika, I am creating an isser of mi'ila, and therefore it's going to make it worse for him. So do I not do the zrika? What's the case? Here's the following unusual case. A person has a karban, and he's about to be zorik to dam, and next to him is a person who has to eat meat, mishum pikuach nefesh. And this is the only meat that he could eat. And he comes up, maybe it's a time of case of korban, of matzar. So he could eat this, and it's not subject to me'ila yet, or if I do this rikas adam, which I'm supposed to do, which is a mitzvah, then he's going to violate even more. So lamaisa, he says, do this rika. Right, because in this is the type of case, if he has a heter, if he's a cholosh, yesh bo sakana, it's not called an iser. So it's more aser, but you have the mitzvah zrikas adam. Right, this is not called chate b'shol sheyizkeh chaverecha. Your friend will be able to do it, even if he has something that is more aser, because it is not a problem. He gets into is there even meila if I have a heter to do something mishum mikoach nefesh? Nafkamina, is it yosi lechulin? Right, nafkamina. Somebody's allowed to eat it. Right, this might be tuchuya hutra. Might get into that sugya. But if somebody's allowed to eat it, is there an isra mi'ila if somebody eats the karban mishum pikuach nefesh? Is it yotze lechulin in cases where mi'ila would be yotze lechulin? So they talk about, that we mentioned recently, by Yaakov Avinu, he slept on the stones on Parshas Vayetze. They say those are the stones that were from the Mizbeach of the Akedah. So the Achronim ask, the Panim Yafos and the Magen Avram and the Chasam Sofer, how could he sleep on these stones? Right, it was also Isra Me'ila. So let's say maybe he was Shogeg, or maybe it wasn't Me'ila because he was Pikuach Nefesh. So again, these are all related in these cases. So he discusses a number of these issues that come up. Then he adds a fascinating point, and that is, we discussed years ago, not recently, there's a Rashi in Baba Kama Daf Samach. Rashi, the Binyan Si and Pasan like this Rashi. We know there are the big three Averis. According to a Rashi, it seems like, and maybe there's a Shita and the Shimon Kubetzas also, maybe there's the big four, Gezel. Stealing might be the big four. Stealing to save one's life. I think that's called Heinz Dilemma, right? Breaking into a pharmacy in order to get medicine in order to save one's life. Right? Is that ethical or not? In the secular world, they talk about that. But Pashas, we would say, is that we paskin that Gezel is not one of the big four. There's the big three. And therefore, but again, that's the sugya of Asr l'hasal asr b'mam l'chavero or not. So Tosfos and the Rush there in Baba Kama re-understand the Gemara, but Rashi seems to say, take it literally. See, if you have that approach, says the Chashuk Yecheved, of that Rashi, and the Binyan Si and paskins like this Rashi in one context, Mi'ila is a form of Gezel. So maybe it's not so clear that Mi'ila and Pikuach Nefesh, according to that day, would be Nitche. Interesting discussion, but he talks about some of those sources that we have discussed in the past. Relates to Mi'ila. Is it Gezel? Is it Bizoin Hektish? Vechul. Good, let's continue. Ketani, Einmalin Babasar. The Mishnah says that there's no Mi'ila by the Basar after Zrika. Mi'ila hu deleka ha'isura ika. What, there is an Isser? There's just no full Mi'ila, but there's an Isser? So if I might have a moment to Kohenu, but it's the Kohen can eat it now. So what's the deal? Because no Mi'ila means like there's no Mi'ila with all the halachas of Mi'ila of paying and the carbon. Maybe there's still this is daraisa. But what do you mean? It's by Marat Kohen. So Lokasha, no, it doesn't really mean that. Bishum the Nasav Reisha Maulin, Nasav Seifa Ein Maulin. There's no Mi'ila. There's not Asr at all. Just use that Lashon to be parallel to the Seifa. But Ema Seifa, what about in the Seifa? Bekachim Kalim Kul Hu Lahachmir. Ketzad, Psar Kachim Kalim Lefez Rikas Damim Ein Maulin Behenu Meimurayin. Vein Chayla Lalim Shim Pekonos Vatame. La'akas Rikas Damim. After you do Zrikas zrika moalin beimurein beimolin babasar. So again, it says there's no me'ila by the basar. Me'iluhu daleka ha'isur ika. V'amayam, I wanted to buy lemu. The Yisrael can eat it now. So why does the Mishnah give the impression that there's no full isur me'ila, but there's still an isur? So why would that be asur at all? It's referring to, you know why it's asur ika? It was yotze. It was pasul. But the Mishnah is saying that Zerika has an effect because it's like Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah. V'chiyama Rabbi Akiva, Zerika mo'elas liyotze l'sreifa. Rabbi Akiva said that Zerika is mo'el not to allow you to eat it. It's just that l'sreifa, that it has an effect. But avalechilahu delo maratze. It's not maratze that you could eat it. It still has the psul of yotze. Okay, I'll have to continue with this last line. We'll make some comments by the Shem beginning of the next year. Again, hadralach kachi kachim. And again, today's shiur was sponsored L'Refu Shalem, Sarah Bas Rachel, who's undergoing surgery and rehabilitation. We wish her a Refuah Shalema.